Kill him.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Some dog. I mean, Scott. Jesse got home at 6 o'clock on Saturday. Unbelievable.
I called it. Good for him. Tired, beat up.
Gosh, he was in great shape. He was totally jacked up. Then we unloaded the truck. It took quite a while. One of his friends showed, and I showed up. And it was about 7 o'clock, you know, and I was done for because I had a long day. I hadn't eaten. I had to go shut the shop down, and another friend was coming, and then they went on from there and, you know, got the other half of the truck unloaded. And yesterday I was going to church, and I went by there, and I don't know, I haven't seen him all day. I still haven't seen him. But I think he's going wild. No, I think he's out. Who knows?
Well, he said he needed the beach. Pool wasn't going to do it. He needed the beach.
That's what he did. I'm sure he went there somewhere because the weather is absolutely stunningly bitching. I mean, I went to Avila Beach yesterday. Wow. Rode the motorcycle down there. Surely beautiful. So he has hit on the best weather we've had, like, ever all year, probably. I'm sitting here right now. The sun is just absolutely freaking perfect. Believe me. In the morning, though, in Camry, it's 45 degrees in the morning. Then it goes to 70.
We've been 45 degrees during the day up until Friday, and we've been in the 70s since. We're getting a little bit of an Indian summer.
Oh, you got it just like us, man. That's what that is, too.
Leaves are all changing.
Wow.
It looks really
marvelous.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we don't get that fall shit, though.
Right. Well, it looks beautiful here. Then I got to go clean them up, so that's all fun, good times.
What do you mean, clean them up? Oh, clean up the leaves?
Yeah, got to rake them in bags.
When I was a kid, man, when I was a little kid, I spent so much time in these leaf piles. I don't know why I dug the leaves. I'd rake and we'd get these, you know, it'd be high as my knee, and I'd dive into them.
Every kid's dream right there, at least from this
point. Roll around in the leaves and shit. I made forts in the leaves and all, jeez.
Good.
Parents are like, what's he doing?
Being a kid. So all Daddy's home and he's home safe. Everything's good. Good, man.
I can't believe how safe, you know. I mean, it's a freaking beautiful job. Huge truck. Dragging his car on a trailer, and not one incident in 5 days, so that's pretty freaking good.
It's really good. Everything fits his apartment?
That apartment's awful small. And then he brought his chick, well, I didn't know, he just did it anyway, but he brought his chick's bed and all kind. Most of his chick's, his girl's stuff, too, which was not mentioned, you know, but... You know, he had this kind of attitude like, well, I'm going to do what I want, you know. And like, oh, boy, you know, it didn't say anything about it.
You know,
and I don't care. It's just that I just thought, well, why wouldn't you tell me, you know, kind of stuff. But,
it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. Or
no,
he
you're
just
coming up with
care.
Some big stuff. Hey, hang on. I got to absorb that one. It's easier to ask for
forgiveness.
What? Help?
Forgiveness than permission.
Easier to ask for forgiveness?
Than permission, yep.
Than permission. It's easier. I'm going to have to think about it that far.
These kids today, they just go ahead and do it, and they'll apologize afterwards and ask you for their forgiveness sometimes. So they'll just tell you to go ahead.
Well, that's kind of what went on, you know, because I know seriously, but I don't know. He just seemed a little dismissive towards me, and I got real butthurt about it, kind of. Oh, I was like I said, you know, killed a fatted calf, you know, he's home, you know. But I killed the fatted calf in order to get him home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
It cost me 6 G's to get him home. But, you know, I put him in a motel every night because there was no way, he's going to sleep in a cab. He had to be rested or you're not going to pull it off, you know.
Got to be ready to go. I get it.
And I told him, I said, here, you know, stay in Flagstaff, like, and I said, like, and You know, do a pool day. Hang with the cat. Hang around the pool. You know, take a half day, whatever. Do something like, you know, like vacation on your, you know, on your trip. This is, you know, well, think about it. You know. So he got to Flagstaff, and it was snowing, and he was so pissed off. He kept driving all the way to Needles. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Needles, California is like one of the hottest places in the world.
So let me ask you something. He brought all of his girl's stuff, including her bed.
Yep. She's sleeping on a couch. Yep.
Why didn't she just come with him and help him drive and be his companion on the trip?
It just was, well, because when I signed the contract, it was for one person and no cat. And I mean, this is a, you know, they have this whole thing with California's got this huge thing. I mean, the rental agreement was 20 pages long as he read me every single word. It was, like, really weird. But it's all this voodoo, you know, woke crap. You know, and all, and the landlord's all woke, you know.
Right.
Friend of mine, but, I mean, his politics suck, you know, but. Anyway, the point is, all of a sudden the cat, he didn't say he was bringing the cat because he was going to leave the cat with her. And then, you know, and he said, this is what his mother does. You make an agreement, and then they change it and don't tell you.
Well, and that's what you know all your entire life. That's what you're going to continue to do until it jumps up and bites you.
Well, it bit me. Anyway, but I thought I had, okay, man, you know, and I said, you know, remember we talked about that. Is the whole trip based on whether the cat comes or not? You know, I mean, you're basing every, your whole escape from, is based on a cat? I mean, I don't know. Then he was, he'll leave the cat with her. Then he decided to take the cat. Okay. Then he says that, well, in 6 months he's coming. You know, because we both want to move to L.A. anyway. I go, okay, yeah, cool. You know, you need a break from her anyway. And he says, she goes, I don't want to marry her. I go, and I don't know if I want to ever get married. And I said, well, that's, you know, that's, you know, if that's the case, then you need a break from her anyway. Right?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it, Joel. If she's
well,
got her bad
no,
she'll
no,
be
no,
here
I'm
in a couple
to,
weeks.
No, you nailed it. That's just where I was going. So now it looks like she's showing up in 3 weeks. So they did a whole plan, like, you know, they I decided to do this whole plan in spite of or around or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it kind of, you know, and then yesterday, you know, we were supposed to get the, you know, anyway, he didn't call me ever. Still hasn't called me. But, you know, he deserved, I don't know. It's just all, it's just like being with his mom. It's just an unknown weirdness that I sit there and have to kind of absorb. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I had a horrible night. I, you know, like, God, please, you know, I need some clarity here, you know. Anyway, still haven't got any. Other than, you know, whatever. My job was just to get him here, and, you know, he's going to hang with his mom and his grandpa the whole time, and maybe he's a left-winger. I don't know. I have a feeling that it's a matter of politics, too. I really do.
You know, it's easy. You do what I do with my oldest daughter. We just don't talk about it.
Yeah, that's what drives me crazy is just no talking about stuff, you know. That's all
well,
over the place.
Politics. I'm not saying that. We talk
anyway,
about everything else but politics, so.
Well, I don't know what's going on. That's all I'm saying, you know. Ultimately, I will. I'll talk to them.
It'll work out the way it's supposed to.
Say that what?
So it's going to work out the way it's supposed to.
Well, I don't know if I believe. I've never believed that. I don't know what that. I don't know how to believe that. I wish I could.
That means you're not going to get your way, but it's going to work out. At the end of the day, that's.
Well, it's pretty clear. I'll never. I don't know. Well, I just want God's way anyway. I don't care.
Now you got what you wanted and what you thought was right. He's home, and that's, you know, now you got to try
to
figure out.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. I have to be satisfied, and I'm getting myself to the point of life. My job is to get him here, and what he does with it, I don't know. Oh, boy, it's a beautiful place to be right now.
Oh, he says gorgeous.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm looking out the window at the trees across from the mall, and I'd rather be almost anywhere else today. I don't know.
Well, it's amazing that we're have the same weather this far apart.
It is a little crazy, definitely.
It's probably the only time it's ever been that way.
Well, I didn't sleep well. I started new meds.
Horrible night. Started a new med. Oh, you're dropping the meds.
I drop one and they give me another one. So it's a
but
diabetic
it was probably lower
weekly
dose.
Stuff. Starts out at a lower dose. It's Ozempic versus Mounjaro. The Mounjaro makes my stomach sick, you know, 5-6 days a week, where the Ozempic is only supposed to be one.
Mounjaro, that's bad Italian, man.
Yeah, right?
Wow. That's like good morning, buongiorno.
Yeah, except for it's an M. Mounjaro.
Oh.
I mean, it was
that's
working. It was keeping my blood.
That's the problem.
Right, it was keeping my blood sugar in check, and now I'm 2 weeks without it. My blood sugar is not high, but I was averaging around 100. Now I'm averaging around 120, and as long as it's under 100, we're good.
How come that is? What happened?
Mounjaro is a medication that helps with your A1C. It slows down the way you process food. So it helps
with
your
blood
sugar. So
that makes your spike, that's made you spike then?
No, I'm not spiking at all. It kept my blood sugar at around 100, taking it once a week. Now I've been off it for 2 weeks, so I'm averaging 120, which is still fine. You know, I'm within guidelines, but it just...
I see. I'm sorry.
I got used to being at 100, and now I look at the machine, and it's over, and it freaks me out a little bit. I want it to be where I want it to be. You know, my goal was...
You don't sound freaked out about it. Sorry. You sound all right about it.
No, I haven't gone over. You know, I've been over 180. I haven't been 200. You know, no alarms on my system, so it's fine. The one thing I have noticed is I don't get that low blood sugar anymore, that 50, 60...
Well, the thing is, the point is you're on a good trajectory. You know, the fact that you changed the drug, that changed that trajectory just for momentary. Probably already pre-planned anyway.
Right. No. She told me it would. I needed to get back where I wanted, you know. Last night we made homemade steak subs. I went and bought thin sliced ribeyes. We did mushrooms, onions, peppers, and mozzarella cheese, and I was not going to eat bread. And my wife's like, you can have a little bit of bread, stop it. So I had a 4-inch sub, maybe 5-inch, on the bread. We got some nice Puerto Rican
Read
bread.
My face. Sorry.
No, and I mean, I had bread and it didn't jump. It's still staying at that 120.
Well, awesome, man. That's crazy good.
Right? And then this morning, I felt sick and I didn't want to eat anything. I had a yogurt and came to work and I just had a protein shake, so.
Ouch. Well, you know, all in all, man, you're changing your whole thing into a better, way better deal.
Buddy. So, yesterday.
What's your weight at?
I've been teetering between 197 and 199.
I'll be dipped. Wow. It's got to feel good when you lean over and grab those pennies in the parking lot, isn't it?
100%. And it was great. I'll have to send you pictures from the wedding last weekend. And then from, we had the kids' home show. So their competition was in Greece, our hometown. So we both ran like maniacs on Saturday and Sunday. Yesterday was supposed to be a rest day, and we didn't. But I'm looking at the pictures. Even with my winter coat and hat on, I look way smaller than I did. In the pictures from the wedding last weekend, like I said, if I would have realized my suit jacket was that big on me, I would have tried to buy another one quick. But, yeah, it is what it is. I feel good. I look at these pictures and don't realize it's me. I still look in the mirror and see the fat guy, you know?
Wow, either. Well... Mazel tov. I don't know. That's pretty good, you know.
Well, and my first goal was 192, and I'm close.
What? Why is that? Where did you pick that from?
Doctor told me I should be 170 based on my height.
170?
I'm like, okay. No, I'm only 5'9". You've met me. I'm not a tall guy. And he's like, that's what the chart says. I'm like, okay. And he looks at me, he goes, what's your thought? I said, I'm looking at him, and at the time I'm 215. I go, well, I don't know if I can lose another 45 pounds. And then And I said to him, I go, you know, I'd like to be at 192. He goes, okay, let's shoot for that. And now that I'm darn close, I guess I want to see what 170 looks like.
Well, and that's the only thing, because you don't want to just pick throw a dart at a board. You know, I mean, it's all about...
Right, well, and they're saying BMI and
how you feel,
It's
how you feel, how you look, it's got how your skin's hanging, it's all kind of stuff, you know.
I'm not so bad with the skin hanging. My stomach has got a little bit of a inner tube around it, and we're working...
I know, you told me, and you shoot it up right there, I know.
Yeah, so, I mean, for the time being, if I'm still going to take shots, I'm really going to want that. But if I can get into the 180s, you know, let's see where we can take this. And if I feel good, we'll continue to lose weight. If I don't, we won't. You know, and that's pretty much what I said to the doctor.
What's your wife doing about weight? She doing too? She's dieting
down probably 18, 20 pounds. She's not really dieting.
No way.
Well,
that's a change of diet, but not dieting. That's a different thing.
Right, she's staying away from the carbs and sugar, much like me. She had a bigger sandwich last night than I did.
No, that's smart. That's just smart. It's smart. It's smart.
She made me spice cookies that were zero sugar. She made me peanut butter cookies that were zero sugar. You know, so it's I got a little bit of sweets here and there. Once a week, I go buy myself a pint of zero sugar ice cream. It's like $7, so I won't do it all the time because it's just... I can get a half gallon for that.
Well, Haagen-Dazs is $7 for those little tiny, like a pint.
Right, and these are, it's either Nyx or Orbitz, because they're sugar-free, or 1 gram of sugar in the whole container, so.
Haagen-Dazs sure isn't.
No.
Bad advice right now is Haagen-Dazs.
Last night I had, mint chocolate chip, and it's zero sugar. So, and I eat about a third of the container, and it takes me a week to kill it, and I go buy another one. Last week it was peanut butter cup. And I'm like, peanut butter cup? It was 1 gram of sugar in the whole container. So.
Well, the thing is, that kind of stuff is like morale shit, you know, that's all.
Got to have something that tastes good once in a while, you know?
Well, something that tastes extra special, you mean,
every
once in a while.
You know, like I said, the steak sub, I brought it today in the bowl. You know, steak bowl. So it's steak, it's mushrooms, onions, peppers, and a little bit of, mozzarella cheese. I got a little bit of taco sauce I'm going to put in it for today.
Dump the cheese. You don't need cheese. Oh,
it's sugar-free, and I know it's got a lot of fat in it. There isn't a lot in there, so.
I dump cheese all together. It's funny. I don't miss it at all.
When I first got diagnosed, it was kind of a crutch because I love hard cheddar cheese or hard provolone cheese. And I've just kind of backed away from it since. I'm back to drinking milk where I was drinking almond milk. So I've been drinking 1% milk, fat milk, and my stomach's handling. I switched the almond milk because regular milk was screwing up my stomach, which makes sense because, you know, it goes through your pancreas, and milk can be an issue. The lactose in milk. So. Back to 2%. It feels good. It tastes good.
What about bacon? Bacon, bacon, bacon.
You know, bacon doesn't. It's got salt in it, which, as long as the sodium's under 360, I can have it. Which we get low sodium bacon. I don't eat a ton of it. We'll do bacon bits in my eggs, or I do what we call egg bites, which is...
I have those. Yeah, we heat them up for 60 seconds.
Yeah, we make them. We make them in muffins.
You make them?
Yep. You know, you lube up a
Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's has got them there, and I eat them from them. They have these egg white bites. You know who else has them is Starbucks. If you go in there, they have white bites, and they're delicious.
Yep.
Freaking great. $5, but they're delicious.
Buddy, for $5, I can make 2 dozen.
I know, but...
You know, I don't have to stop on the way into work. I can grab them, and it's kind of an anytime food. If I don't know what to eat, or I'm looking and there isn't anything specific for lunch that I know is going to be good, I'll grab a couple egg whites.
Well, believe me, I quit them because they're $5. I quit them, so...
Yeah, so it's... Learning around it. Yesterday, Jen made, I don't even know what she called them, Chick-fil-A bites. It was ground chicken, a pickle, and cheese. And again, you put them in the muffin tins. My God, Joel, they were amazing.
This is a product that's already made? What do you mean?
No, she makes it herself, so.
Why did she call them Chick-fil-A?
Because it comes from a Chick-fil-A recipe.
Ah.
Chick-fil-A always puts pickles on their chicken sandwich. And it's a chicken breast with pickles.
Oh.
And they're very good and they're very healthy. And they're very expensive. And she's like, you know, I saw this thing online for sale.
Yeah, she's going to make any. Your wife can make anything.
I don't know. Sometimes she just, it's crazy. Like I said, she made peanut butter chocolate chip Toll House cookies, you know, you do them in a cake pan.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of flour, she used chichi beans. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, you lucky bastard. All right, stop it. I don't want to hear anymore.
Listen to you.
Well,
but, you know, I'm advocating for myself. I do my things, too. And we just, when she gets stressed out, she goes in the kitchen. I leave her alone. Next thing you know, there's something fancy. So... Me and the kids don't bother.
What a great mom. Well, my wife, she's got in the car and drove for 5 hours or 3 hours. Yours goes and cooks some bullshit, some cool stuff for you.
Right? Isn't it ridiculous?
I don't want to talk anymore, okay? Shut
it helps that she gets car sick, so she doesn't like to ride.
Whatever,
I like to get in the car
whatever,
and drive when
whatever,
I'm not feeling
whatever.
Great.
Yeah, I'm saying you're lucky, that's because she goes in and makes bitchin' food instead of drives the tires off the car. That's why our big fight was about. You know, she was so livid and pissed off, you know, and she was grabbing the cash. She said, "No, yeah, I'm going to hold you," and I held her down. And that's what really made her insane. She said, "No, you're not going to leave. You're pissed off. You're going to go drive the car and you get killed. You just have to calm down." And then that's what infuriated her in the end.
That's when she bit.
That was the end of our relationship because, you know, and that's when she bit me in the chest and all that shit. And I still have, that didn't hurt her.
My God, so
that's perfect. That's what your woman does. You know, she's all upset. She goes and cooks kitchen food for you. I guess.
Right?
That's crazy.
It was 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm just stressed out. You know me, I'm in the kitchen cooking. I'm like, all right, I'll leave you alone. I went out and cut the
back
lawn.
Yeah, yeah, better, because you're going to be the benefactor.
Went out and cut the back lawn. It had gotten tall because we had so much rain, and it was wet, and... You know, so I had to stop 4 or 5 times and empty the bag and did that. I came in and lunch was ready. Her and the kids were waiting for me. I'm like, oh, crap.
I told you to stop it. You're getting jealous, okay? And you're still brag-assing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, the kids jumped.
Give Mr. Joel a break here, will you?
So the kids...
Who is Aubrey? Was it Aubrey that talked to me just a few minutes ago?
You want her, you can have her. She loves to talk.
Well, she called me Mr. Joel, which is the coolest thing, because when I call Stellar down there in Louisiana, they go, oh, Mr. Joel. And I go, oh, God, I love that. You know, and she goes, well, I used to live down there. She called me Mr. Joel. It was weird. It was crazy.
Yeah,
I called Southern California. It's not about Jesse. It's a job for him in the music industry from a woman I've known for 50 years. And she goes, is this Mr. Joel? That's all happened on the same day. And I went, what's going on here? He called me Mr. Joel. I love that. I don't know why I came up with that. Sorry. Anyway, Aubrey said it. She's from Fargo and lived in Louisiana, I guess, and now he's in New York and used to live in Minnesota. And,
she's a liar.
She loves to talk. That's what you said.
She lived in Florida for 2 years and came home. She lived in Minnesota. She didn't live in freaking Louisiana. And she
or knew people there or something.
She loves to pretend that she's from the South and she uses a fake South accent.
Oh, my God. Never mind. You shouldn't have told me. Oh,
okay.
All right. Shut up. I got it. I'm clear.
Great salesperson, but I have
frauds. Frauds. Women are frauds. They're all so many are frauds.
Right. How do you keep track of the lies you tell people?
They're just freaking frauds, man. They are. Hang on a second. Oh, wow. That is harsh.
So tell me you're sitting at the diner drinking coffee.
I'm outside at that new place that has the unbelievable called a Buttered Cup Cafe, and I'm on a wicker chair on a hard metal table. We got umbrellas out here, and I'm sitting in the sun. It's bitching.
Beautiful. Now I'm at.
I don't get my sun, and right now it's just absolutely freaking perfect. There's the slightest little tiny breeze coming off the water, and the buildings. I can't see the water from where I am, but it's only like 2 blocks from here.
Beautiful.
Unbelievably
pleasant. Cambria or somewhere else?
No, Morro Bay. They have a place called Buttercup Cafe, and they have the finest in the whole world of plain croissants. They're better than France. They're better than Nice, France. They're better than that. They're unbelievable. They're the best I've ever had. They're better than I have in Paris. They're better than the stuff I had in Italy.
Wow.
One of my favorite things in the whole world is a fine plain croissant, and they're here. They're just sick. It's so good. And then, you know, they have this mean bacon. So I get just an order of bacon on when I'm celebrating. So I kind of felt like treating myself now. And their coffee's real good, too.
Good.
Girls are nice. It's mostly a bunch of people my age hang out in this little patio parking lot thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's all right. It's easy, you know, all the other coffee houses are all young people sitting around with their computers acting snotty.
Right.
Gosh, I'm sick of that whole. They're like, don't you even look at me. You know, I'm so busy. You know, it's like, gosh, it's such an act. You know, the whole thing is like some. It's all some defraud. Something.
Fake.
Anyway.
Baloney.
Fake. Nothing I hate more than fake stuff. Anyway, I'm going to try and go to the gym. I'm hoping to God, and then get to work, you know, and I'm trying not to think about Jesse kind of dissing me a little bit. But maybe I'm just overly sensitive, and I probably am. Who knows? I don't know.
Well, everything you're doing for him, you think there would be a little bit of...
Well, you know what? Hey, that's the key right there. Every time I think, at least from his mother, at least she respects me, you know, for all the work I've done. Fuck, no, that never happened, as it turned out. Never. And that's what she's teaching them, too. No matter what I do, it's she keeps teaching disrespect. Called Phoebe this morning, you know, she wants to get together for Thanksgiving and dinner, you know, not on Thanksgiving because her mother owns her for Thanksgiving. But thank God she talked to me and wanted to have, you know, I said, any day that's good for you, honey, doesn't matter. I don't care. It'll never be on Thanksgiving. That's fine. I don't care.
Well,
your mother,
I've been with that for 24 years, right?
Not a bullshit thing.
So.
So anyway, I talked to her this morning. She's just grooving. She's in, you know, she's working. Every day, yes, at this bitchin' coffee shop. She was still in bed at 9. Couldn't believe it.
Good to be her.
She worked late. Yeah, I know. She's going to school. But whatever she pulls off, she does right. So.
My kids both slept in. They had competition and that was over by about 9 o'clock Saturday night. And then we let them go to Applebee's with their friends. And I think everybody was home by about 12:30. Everybody was
in the night.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be work.
And then, you know, they.
So they didn't know they don't have school today.
No, this was Saturday night. So yesterday they slept in. They were both up and out,
out the
door for school this morning. My son was up before me.
Life's good, man. God's blessing your life, buddy. I can't talk to you anymore.
All right, get out of here. I'll talk to you later. Go to the gym. Feel better.
See ya.
I think he went back.